WJTL, that's a group called The Band Table. What could have been? Good morning to you at 7:21.
Good morning, this is intern Brooke. Today mostly sunny, breezy, high 76. Tonight cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low 59. Friday cloudy, chance of showers, high 84. Saturday cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 77. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 70. Right now, it's 52.
Our very special guest today, our friend Ashton Beers, is here. She's the senior foster care caseworker with Cobie's Family Services. Good morning again, Ashton.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. How long have you been at Cobie's?
About 2.5 years.
Yeah. And what's your favorite thing about being there?
My favorite thing about being at Cobie's is the community aspect of our organization and just how we work together as a team to meet people's needs. So we're definitely in it together, and we all bring different strengths to the table and different specialties. And it's awesome to see us all come together as a unit to support families and kids. So,
and some of the kids and some of the families you've been working with all 2 years, and you love that ongoing relationship.
Yes. Yeah. It is really cool to see how the Lord has met certain families and kids in those stories, and just the change and progression and healing that's happened over that time. It's really such a blessing and a privilege to just have a front row seat to that work.
So tell us how Cobie supports families that are involved in foster care.
Yeah, of course. We take pride in supporting the children who are in care, but we equally take pride in the way that we equip and support our families throughout the process. Through when you first come to us and you're working on being licensed, through getting your first placement and then ongoing training. We offer a resource parent trainer for kiddos with significant needs to meet with the parents and just strategize on different effective parenting interventions. We bring the team together to support the family and the kiddo. We have trainings that we offer regularly, support from caseworkers, and we even have an on-call 24/7 support line so that if families are really in a hard spot and we're not in the office, we have somebody from Cobie's available at all times to support. So we definitely take pride, and we want to be attentive to the needs of the foster families, not just the children.
Yeah, if there are folks who are interested in being a foster family, give us a quick overview. What's it look like to do the training and get from I'm interested to being a foster parent?
Yeah, so it would just be through reaching out to us on our website or through careforkids@cobies.org, and then we would walk you through. We have a whole department designated towards the resource homes, and they would walk you through the licensing process. There would be lots of paperwork, unfortunately, but once that's over, there's also lots of fun training, and we like to get people involved in the training process as early as we can to just equip them well. And that whole time, you have somebody from Cobie's walking alongside of you that's just like your personal resource home specialist. So right. We're very community and just team-minded to support the families through that process.
Do you have any stories of, you know, that really are special to you of how Cobie's has worked to impact families and lives in our area?
Yeah, I think of one family specifically that I worked with for several years, and they had a kiddo for over a year, and they were open to fostering, but they were also open to adopting this child as well. And it turns out the story unfolded with a child returning to one of the birth parents. And that family, although they were open-handed and were looking potentially towards adoption, they were so open-handed with that child's story and that family's story and supported that reunification. And they still have an ongoing relationship with the birth parent and that child now, and they're such a great support. And so just stories like that are very cool to see how the Lord uses people ongoing, not just while the child's in their home, but to be a support after.
Yeah, not everybody can be a foster family. So for those who aren't able to do that, how can we get involved? How can we pray? How can we instill the hope that you're trying to give to the community?
Yeah, of course. We definitely understand that being a foster parent, foster family, is not a calling for everybody. But we do believe that there's opportunity for partnership to infuse hope and to be burden bearers, obviously, like you mentioned, through praying. Also, just through supporting our organization, if you feel called to do so financially, and getting connected with us through our website or for the caresforkids@cobies.org, will give us an opportunity to talk more about tangible next steps on how we can partner together to serve kids and families in the Lancaster area.
Awesome. I know the need is big, and so we do encourage you, pray for you. Thank you so much for coming and sharing about Cobie's and what you're doing there. It's awesome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Check it out online. Cobie's.org is the place. And we're back to the music with Matt Maher. This is In the Room on WJTL. Good morning.